Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January 2nd. All right, it is time for the 5 at 5, and it's brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And Tyler, you may fire away, my man.
Okay, we were just talking about the semifinal games, and now with the playoff in its fifth year, we officially have 10 semifinal games in the books.
Okay.
They haven't been great.
Nope.
If you had to rank them 1 to 10, what are you ranking them?
What's the number one?
Yeah,
game?
Obviously, I think we know what the number one game
last
is.
That was an. I mean, if you think just not as a Georgia
that,
fan,
that was an all time.
That was an all
timer. That's up there with the 05. Well, I guess maybe 06 Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that was an all timer. There's no question of anything.
But then after that,
what do you think second?
Second, I'd have to give it to Ohio State Alabama in the first year.
Okay,
that was a 7-point game in the Sugar Bowl. And third would have to be Alabama Oklahoma. Because really,
you're talking about
the other night, and Oklahoma put some points on and kept it competitive. You know, made the score look better, but Alabama dominated that game. So Oklahoma was never really in it.
Do these semifinals make you think that the playoff needs to be expanded, or should would it almost be like, all right, 1 versus 2 was pretty good the way we had it before?
Well, a lot of these years, it's the 1 versus 2 would have been just fine because outside of the first year and last year, it ended up being 1 versus 2 anyway. And all those were Alabama-Clemson, funny enough.
And number one's only won the thing, what? They haven't won it yet, right? Since it started.
Let's see.
So
Clemson
lost. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, no, number one is still not won the college football playoff.
Even though we feel like we've had the two best teams.
Bama was one the first year. Clemson was one the second. Obviously lost the championship.
Yep.
Bama was number one the next year, lost to Clemson. Clemson number one last year, lost Sugar Bowl. And now Alabama's got the best shot at it. But here's the, obviously.
And the thing, too, is no matter what happens Monday, there's going to be a 15-0 team for the first time.
So after
FBS
putting Alabama, Oklahoma number 3, the next best game is a toss-up between Oregon, Florida State 59-20 and Clemson, Oklahoma 37-17.
So what we can agree on is that the semifinals have just not lived up to expectations.
Yeah. Outside of the Rose Bowl last year, and again, you can make the argument the first Sugar Bowl was pretty good.
Yeah.
But kind of been stinkers.
Football postseasons go in cycles where it feels like you might have 6 or 7 Super Bowls and five of them aren't good.
Right.
And then you might have the next 7, 5 of them are good. And I think that's the same thing that happens in college football,
and
too.
And just looking at bowls overall, we've seen a lot of blowouts in bowl games so far this year.
It seemed last year's bowl season was better.
Yeah, Army put up 70 points on Houston. And
if you give up 70 in a bowl game
to a triple option team,
you're getting fired. Major Applewhite gets fired today.
You made your best defensive player mad midseason, and he walked out on the team, and then you get waxed by Army. Yeah.
No, that's an interesting situation there with Houston, and just because it was only a second. To me, it's like, okay, there's got to be – I get it. It was embarrassing. That was a terrible bowl game.
Right.
The Ed Oliver thing was weird.
Yeah.
But there has to be more going on than just
that. I'm sure there is.
To fire a coach who's in his second season.
Yeah. And, looking at these games that happened Saturday, say, maybe you should expand the playoff because both these games stunk. But then number 7, Michigan, gets waxed by Florida. It's like, Michigan would have been in the playoff then.
But but here's the thing. Michigan's a perfect example of what one team would look like in a non-playoff game versus what they would look like in a playoff game. Because I guarantee you, Higdon, the running back, plays.
Well,
Sean Gary plays.
They played against Ohio State.
Yeah,
and
you'd like to think.
Taken to the woodshed in that one, too.
But, where does Florida, they had a couple of other players that were injured.
That's true.
So, Florida had all their guys playing. And they, I don't know. That to me just felt like a bowl game of who had more of the wants.
Yeah, well.
But I'm not. I mean, my problem is I see both sides on the expansion thing.
Right.
But I think, you know, granted, you get the argument about five, you know, who the fifth team and that kind of thing. But, you know, even with Georgia this year, they lost twice.
Yeah, and you can't dispute that.
Exactly.
And we controlled our destiny. Beat Alabama. There's no argument.
And do I think Georgia's one of the top four teams in the country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they the most deserving? No.
That's where it gets a little debatable. And exactly.
You hate it that deserving and best don't go hand in hand,
right.
But unfortunately they don't. Right.
There needs to be a clear definition. No. All right, what's our next one?
All right, next one, we talked about the NFL firings earlier, and a quarter of the NFL teams are going to be looking for new head coaches. Out of those firings, which one's the most surprising to you?
All right, the most surprising. Let me think about this because I don't remember hearing any of these where I was like, I felt like I was
a lot of them was writing
blown
on the wall.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. You know, Wiltz was in his first year.
He was.
But they seem like a disaster.
But you also had a rookie quarterback.
I know. I know. It's like how much. And when they played, they looked terrible against
the
Falcons.
They were awful about every Cardinals game. I got to watch them play Denver, too.
Yeah.
That was a night the Denver defense scored about 40 fantasy points to tell you how bad that game was.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, if a coach gets fired after 1 year, I find that surprising just because it feels like then there must be something else that was going on. Or
right.
They just, you know, the franchise just said, we screwed up on the hire.
Right.
And we didn't do a very good job. I might have even been – well, before I say what I'm about to say, who are you going to say?
I would agree with Wilkes just from the fact that it is 1 year.
Yeah.
And you don't – you know, you go from having a great coach in Bruce Arians to retiring, then you bring in a rookie quarterback, and it's like starting over. So I would have definitely given him more
right.
than 1 year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were horrendous this year, that's for sure. But still, I think you got to give him more than 1 year.
I thought Ron Rivera might get shown the door at Carolina.
I guess. That's,
and that,
there was a lot of rumors on that.
And I think I might – or the situation in Jacksonville, too, with Doug Marrone, even though he's coming back, their season – and I know they had some issues.
That was a team that should have been in the Super Bowl back in February.
Earlier this year.
They had the AFC Championship game won.
Exactly. I think it was almost a – what about Adam Gase at Miami?
I can kind of see that. They went to the playoffs, I think, in his first year, but then they've been under 500 the past two. You know, you've had two seasons, I think, or you've had three seasons. I think that's plenty.
Yeah, I'm almost more like I was surprised that maybe of who didn't get fired as opposed – to who did, but honestly, it doesn't really surprise me much anymore.
The McCarthy firing was about 3 years too late.
Yeah.
Marvin Lewis was about maybe 6 or 7 years too late.
16 years.
And 0-7 in the playoffs.
So that means, here's the thing though, that means they made the playoffs every other year.
Yeah. And they won, I think five of those were division championships.
Yeah, but never won a playoff game.
And now there were, I think in two of those games, he was playing with his backup quarterback. The most recent playoff game was A.J. McCarron against the Steelers, and they almost won that one.
Right.
So you say, okay, well, maybe if you have Andy Dalton, then you win that game.
Yeah.
But, again, what ifs? Don't keep jobs.
And Palmer got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that's some bad luck there, too. I don't think Marvin Lewis is a terrible coach.
Now the question is, does Hugh Jackson get the job?
No, there's no way. Is there?
I don't know. He came in, and, you know, he's a – I don't even know what his official title is, but – the fact that they brought him in, there's a possibility there.
Yeah, that's
so.
And you know, we'll see if any of these coaches. Oh, this might be a good question. Do you? Yes or no? Will any of those coaches that got fired in this cycle end up being coordinators for the Falcons? Just a yes or no.
No.
Okay.
Honestly,
I don't think so either.
Probably not.
Unless there's some kind of connection between Dan Quinn that we don't know about with some of them.
The hot rumor I've heard for the Falcons OC position is Daryl Bevel.
Yeah,
the former the same guy that didn't hand it off to Marshawn Lynch. So depending on how you feel about that. And then again, Quinn's going to be calling plays on the defense next year.
Yeah.
And none of those guys were special teams coordinators.
Yeah, I don't know the special teams
thing. I don't think we're super worried about that one.
Be curious to see. But like I said – don't just don't get your feathers ruffled if one of these guys does get hired by the Falcons, because like I said in the first hour, the reason they got head coaching jobs is because they were good coordinators.
Right.
And they had good players, which made them better coordinators.
Some guys just need to stay coordinators.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But sometimes the only way you can find out is by them being a head
coach.
Fail
as a head coach.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. All right.
Now it's the last day of 2018,
yep.
New Year's Eve. So if you had to pinpoint your top three sports moments of this calendar year, what would they be? I think I know what one of them is.
All right. The top three sports moments of this calendar year.
For you personally.
So you're not talking – you're Sony's touchdown in the Rose Bowl?
Or just like games in general,
oh, okay.
whatever. Not doesn't have to be a specific play. It can just be just three things that are your top.
Well, since that Rose Bowl victory was one of the top three or four wins in school history,
yeah.
that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Right.
Was that the one you thought I was going to say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be mine as well.
Okay. Oh, that's a great question. Let me think about the Braves winning the division.
Yeah.
Was a great sports moment.
It was.
And, you know, for me personally, for the Georgia baseball team to get back.
Yeah, finally get back into the postseason.
Get a top eight national seed was, even though, you know, hated that they didn't win the regional here, but
something to build on, though.
It was a very, very fun season. I'm sure I'm probably leaving something obvious out, but those are the first
just
three
off the top of your head.
Yeah. What about so? What do you got?
So I would have the Rose Bowl victory, obviously, is my number one. My number two, you know, I'm a big racing fan. Would have to be Chase Elliott.
I thought you might say
finally
that.
Breaking through, and he got three wins this year.
Yeah, so two of them because of me.
Two of them because of you. You were the good luck charm.
I went and visited my dad. He won twice.
So might have to make you get a few more visits up
South
Carolina
this year. No, I was
excited,
and for you know, for him to when he won the first one was in at the road course, right?
Watkins Glen,
and he threw out a Kirby quote.
Yeah, he did.
Or he threw out something he had heard Kirby say. I don't know if it was Kirby's. I can't even remember what it was, but
that was just made it even
better.
That
was cool.
That was awesome.
That was very cool. So I like that.
And then the Braves winning, at least would have to be my number three, because it was just a really fun season to watch baseball this year.
I know we're up on the maybe. Hang on to your. Maybe we can finish with a couple of the other questions later on in the show.
Okay.
And maybe I can turn the tables. What are the three worst sports moments?
Yeah, think
of
about 2018? That one a little bit.
I know the first one that comes to mind. It was the week after the Rose Bowl.
That
I mean, it was great that Georgia got to, but just the finish.
That play.
Oh, sorry I even brought that up. Maybe that's something for the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
All right. And I know you may have a couple of other things. We'll hang on to them.
For sure.
Our man Steve Colquitt will be checking in with us from New Orleans, and he's been a friend of the show for a long time, a friend of mine for a long time, Georgia Sports Communications.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.